Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. I want to first thank the Lord for the opportunity to be here today. We have a dynamic message the Lord has to give us today, and I'm going to be prayerful that the Lord will bless me to be used just one more time to feed you off the finest of wheat with the pure, unadulterated word of God, the way that it was intended, in Jesus' name. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, I thank you and I give you the praise, Lord God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to be here today, Lord God, to be in the land of the living with the activity of my limbs in check, with the reasonable amount of health today, Lord God, with the blood still running warm in my veins, Lord Jesus. Master, I'm praying right now, Lord God, for the souls that are out there listening, Lord Jesus, that you get in contact with their minds and hearts, Lord Jesus. Open up their ears that they might hear you, Lord God, calling them, Lord God, before it's everlastingly too late, Lord God. I'm asking you to let your glory rise among us right now. Let your anointing fall, Lord God. Allow me to preach the word with power, Lord God, under the pure anointing, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Allow me to, hallelujah, glory to God, to decrease so that you can increase, oh Lord. Hallelujah. And do this thing the way that you want me to do it, Lord God. And I give you all the praise, glory, and honor for it now and forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to start off by saying I hope that everybody got enough sweet potato pie. I hope that everybody got that special gift that they wanted. I hope that everybody, you know, got to see their family and everything. And I thank you for tuning in. And I hope that everybody's blessed and had a wonderful Christmas. The Lord has a word for us today, though, concerning the new year. Before you make that New Year's resolution, you might want to tune in to the Word of God today. Amen, because he has something dynamic for us. And I'm going to be coming from the book of Philippians, the 3rd chapter, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And I encourage all of you that are listening at home to get your Bibles, because you're going to need those. If you're listening in your car radio, don't start reading, but just continue to listen in Jesus' name, because we want you to be safe, but we also want you to get the word today. Amen, amen. I'm going to start due to the time. At verse number 7, I have limited amount of time here, so I have to move quickly. Glory be to God. But God wants you to know some certain things about his word for the new year in Jesus Christ. It is basically applicable every day of your life, but especially going into the new year and people are making New Year's resolutions and thinking about what things are going to hold on to, what things are going to let go of, and how to start anew. Well, God wants you to start anew in him and to stay in him and to be rooted and grounded in him and have all your thoughts and all your actions and all your attributes pointing towards him in the name of Jesus Christ. So in verse number 7, it reads, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ." Amen. What a wonderful attitude to have. Everything that God has given me, everything that I've achieved, everything that I've gained, I'm willing to give it up, hallelujah, in this new year in order that I can gain Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because there's nothing more important. So many people this year, hallelujah, glory to God, as 2015 winds down, has not made Jesus a high priority. So many people, glory be to God, has more things that are more important to do other than to make Jesus Christ the number one thing in their life today. Hallelujah. Jesus has to be first because he is first. He's the creator of everything. He will not be second. He will not be third. He will not be 454th. He has to be number one in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. He has to come before your wife. He has to come before your husband. He has to come before your children. He has to come before your job. He has to come before your paycheck, because he has to be first because he's God. Thank you, Jesus. And so when I've got this attitude that I'm ready to give everything up, I can now start to move, hallelujah, with confidence, knowing that Jesus is mine, knowing that everything, hallelujah, glory to God, is going to work out for the good. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And knowing that, hallelujah, in this new year that's coming forward, hallelujah, to the Lord Terry, I, glory to God, I can go to number 9 and I can say, "And be found in him, not having my own righteousness." Uh-oh. I'm going to read that again. "And be found in him." Glory be to God. That's where I want to be today. That's where I want to be in 2016. That's where I want to be in my whole entire life. I want to be found in him. So many people, glory to God, want to be found in him on Sunday. But what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? Glory be to God. So many people want to be found in him on Sunday morning, but on Sunday afternoon, they want to be found in Old English 800. What's the problem with this world today? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God, hallelujah, glory to God, is not food. God, hallelujah, glory to God, is not persuaded, glory to God, by your mouth actions and everything. What you're talking about, he's persuaded by what you're living today. Glory be to God. That's why so many people make all these New Year's resolutions and they talk a bunch of stuff and they wind up sticking with it for about 2 or 3 days and then they go back to their usual routine. Glory be to God. But God came, hallelujah, to break your usual routine. Jesus stepped out of glory into a body to break up your usual routine. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because he wants to be, hallelujah, glory to God, Lord of your life. He wants you to be found in him. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. He wants you to get rid of your ways. Get rid of your ideas. Get rid of your customs. Glory be to God. Get rid of you going about trying to establish your own righteousness. Get rid of you trying to tell God what is right and what is wrong, what he's going to accept and what he's not going to accept when he's clearly giving us his word today. Glory be to God. Watch this here. Not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ. Glory be to God. You got to have faith in Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. In 2016, and everything is going to be all right if I turn my life over to him, if I give him my all, if I give him my heart, if I step out on faith, glory to God, if I leave everything that I've gained behind, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. If I'm willing to live down my life, glory to God, if I'm willing to lay it down, Christ says I'm going to find it. If I'm trying to keep it, Christ says I'm going to lose it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How many times does Jesus have to tell you this? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you have to have faith because the just shall live by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. The righteousness which is of God by faith. The message doesn't change. Hallelujah. You cannot get anywhere in Jesus Christ unless you have faith. Glory be to God. In 2016, 2015, 2017, I don't care what it is, in 3018, should the Lord tarry, you're still going to need faith. You're still going to need Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Watch what 10 says here. That I may know him. Glory be to God. See, God wants you to get to know him, hallelujah, in this upcoming year. So many people think you have a relationship with God, but you don't. You don't even know him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You speak of him all the time. You say you're this. You say you're that. You say you're this. You say you're that. But do you know him? Hallelujah. Have you known him, hallelujah, by the repentance of your sins? Hallelujah. Have you known him in the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Speaking in other tongues, the Spirit of God gives utterance. Glory be to God. Do you know him in the baptism, hallelujah, by immersion in water for the remission of your sins? Glory be to God. They have the blood applied to your life. Do you really know him? Thank you, Jesus. Or did you get sprinkled upon? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Or did you, hallelujah, glory to God, have the titles Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Hallelujah, glory to God. Perform over your baptismal ceremony, which makes it invalid because you did not obey the scripture. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. See, without the Holy Ghost, you can't know him, and you will not be ready. You have no power for the resurrection. You're going to stay right here. You're grounded. I don't care what anybody tells you. I hear so many people, come on, hallelujah, glory to God, these different programs, and they tell you that you're saved, but it's quoting Romans 10:9. Liar. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You cannot be saved that way. Glory be to God. It's wonderful to confess. It's marvelous to confess, but you must also obey. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death. Nobody wants to talk about that, though. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because death makes you uncomfortable. Death makes you, hallelujah, glory to God, sad. Death makes you, hallelujah, glory to God, have a feeling that you don't want to be around. You want to get away from that. But you have to be able to get away from, hallelujah, glory to God, yourself in order to come to Christ. You have to become comfortable with death. And God is talking about, hallelujah, spiritual death. Hallelujah, glory to God. So you can gain spiritual life. You have to turn away from your natural spirit and, hallelujah, and let that die and gain the spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The hope of glory today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Watch this here in 11. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. God wants to put you under arrest. He wants to gain you, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, by any means necessary. Glory be to God. That's why he came, hallelujah. That's why he walked with us, glory to God. That's why he was tried in every way that we've been tried in this, hallelujah, life that we live today, that he might apprehend you, that he might get your attention, glory be to God, that he might, hallelujah, glory to God, get you to have some faith and trust him, glory be to God. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. As we go on to 2016, we forget those things that are behind. Glory be to God, because 2015 cannot be revisited. It cannot be relived. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No matter what state that you're in, hallelujah. Some of you guys are out there saying, well, I've been too bad. There's so many things that I've done that nobody knows about. Glory be to God. God won't possibly, hallelujah, allow me into his kingdom. God can't possibly love me. He died for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's nothing too bad that you've done. Hallelujah. There's nothing that you can do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That can keep you from the love of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. That's why I'm so glad about Jesus, because he makes his salvation possible for everybody who chooses to believe him and trust in his word and to have the faith, hallelujah, that he's talking about in his word today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this here. And reaching forth unto those things which are before. God wants you to reach out for him. Thank you, Jesus. He has a plan for your life today. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But you have to be willing to reach out for him. You have to be willing to get in contact with him. You have to be willing to kneel down in prayer. You have to be willing to say, Lord, here I am. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord God. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you want me to let go of this, I'll let it go. Thank you, Jesus. You're the one who gave it to me in the first place. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to turn down some things. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to push away some things. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to have to leave some friends behind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you're going, hallelujah, reign with Jesus Christ in 2016. Thank you, Jesus, because you can't go to the nightclub, hallelujah, glory to God, and think that you're going to serve an almighty Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can't live like a devil, hallelujah, all week long and think you're going to come into the service on Sunday, hallelujah, and be a saint. You're fooling yourself, my friend. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to get away from the world today. Thank you, Jesus. You can't be down with this LGBT, hallelujah, community and think that you're going to be, hallelujah, with Jesus Christ. Yeah, I said it. You can't be down with this LGBT community and think that you're going to be down with Jesus Christ. No way. He does not like that. He does not accept that. It is abomination. It is a sting to his nostrils. He hates what these people are doing. Sure, he loves the people. He loves his creation, but he hates what they're doing. But what is the Bible doing? Hallelujah, glory to God. Not taking effect in their lives today because they're got themselves, hallelujah, all caught up with these demonic spirits, and this spirit is sneaking into America today, and it's going through our schools, and it's going through our jobs, and it's even, hallelujah, so prevalent on television that I gotta turn that thing off, because every time you see a program that got these homosexuals in it, God can't stand it. Glory be to God. As we go to 2016, he wants us to strive for better things, for more wonderful things, hallelujah, for higher things. We want to get to higher ground than Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. That's why he says the 14, I press towards the mark for the prize. Thank you, Jesus. I got to keep my eye on the prize. Thank you, Jesus, because I got to get out of here. Thank you, Jesus, because my soul has to spend eternity somewhere. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So I can't be consumed. I can't be caught up. I can't be held down, hallelujah, with my fleshly desires. Thank you, Jesus. I got to come on up a little higher. Thank you, Jesus. I got to walk in the beauty of holiness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't be down on this non-denominational stuff because God requires you to make a choice. Thank you, Jesus. You have to make a decision. Thank you, Jesus. Anything goes does not work with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Either you're with him or you're against him. Glory be to God. There's no one saved, always saved either. Thank you, Jesus, for your backsliding. Hallelujah. Glory to God, people. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just because you're one saved doesn't mean you aren't going to be saved always if you don't continue to obey his word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. There's so much I want to give you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's so much that the Lord has for us today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I need more time, but I don't have it. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Glory be to God. So I'm going to use what we got here in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Anything else is not going to work. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jehovah's not going to work. Buddha's not going to work. Confucius is not going to work. Elijah Muhammad is not going to work. It's going to be in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us therefore, as many be as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. If you're willing and faithful and prayerful and you want the truth, God is definitely going to give it to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The problem is so many people today, they don't want the truth. They have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power thereof, and they're blind, hallelujah, glory to God, by their sin, and they're so comfortable in what they're doing. Glory be to God. That's why they escape. That's why they hide. Hallelujah, glory to God. And these unregenerated churches, so they can think that they're going somewhere. I know where they're going. Thank you, Jesus. But they think they're going up when they're actually going to be going down. It's going to be a rude awakening for them too. In the name of Jesus. God doesn't want that. I don't want to. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I'm here to warn you today. As you're going to 2016, get right with God. Get right with God because time is running out. Thank you, Jesus. Everything that needs to happen for the rapture to take place has already taken place. We're just waiting for the soon appearing and the manifestation of his glory. In the name of Jesus. When he calls the saints out, hallelujah, glory be to God. And this dispensation called grace winds up and everything changes. Glory be to God. Life as you know it is going to be over. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What are you going to do then, my friend? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Watch this here in 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Glory be to God. Saints of God should be talking the same way. They should be living the same way. They should be walking the same way. Glory. Hallelujah. I should have to guess if you're a saint of God or not. Thank you, Jesus. I shouldn't have to guess if you're with Jesus or not. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I shouldn't have to guess if you're holy or not. Thank you, Jesus. First of all, the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that I have, the same Holy Ghost they poured out, hallelujah, glory to God, on a day of Pentecost, glory be to God, my spirit is going to bear witness with your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if my spirit doesn't bear witness with your spirit, you need to get back down to the altar. You need to get back down on your knees. You need to ask God, hallelujah, glory to God, to let you, hallelujah, glory to God, see the error of your wicked ways. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Because you have something that you're holding on to. You have some sins you want to continue practicing. Glory. Hallelujah. You think you're going to fool, hallelujah, glory to God, and almighty God. You can fool me all day long, but you never fool Jesus. Glory be to God. That's why he came. Hallelujah. To get rid of all the excuses. Get rid of all the can't help us. To get rid of all the I can't make it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you can't make it in him. Glory be to God. Brethren, I love that word, brethren. Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That means you believe just like I believe. That means you've been saved just like I've been saved. Hallelujah. That word brethren is used too loosely. Thank you, Jesus. A brother, hallelujah, glory to God, is somebody who's already been baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. A brother is somebody who's already repented of their sins. A brother is somebody, hallelujah, who's had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. That's what the Bible is talking about whenever they mention the word brethren. Glory be to God. Be followers together of me and mark them. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A lot of people aren't marking anything. Hallelujah. They're just showing up because it's showing up time. Thank you, Jesus. They're not watching nothing. Glory be to God. They're just going about this life. Hallelujah. Whistling Dixie and just living. Hallelujah. Going about this thing. Hallelujah. And they're so, hallelujah, unaware of the time and the situations and the things that are around them. Glory be to God. So, hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah, in 17, brother, be follows together of me and mark them. Hallelujah. Which walk so as ye have us for an example. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be an example. Hallelujah. Mark the perfect man, Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. There need to be some pastors here. There need to be some elders here that are living this thing. Hallelujah. Not just talking a good game, but living this thing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That the people of God, hallelujah, glory to God, should stand up. Hallelujah, glory to God. And hallelujah, glory to God, and be an example for the world. Hallelujah. That the world can see, not hallelujah, not them, but Christ in them, the hope of glory. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And as you enter in, hallelujah, to 2016, hallelujah, you should be mindful of these things. Hallelujah. You'll find it in, hallelujah, glory to God, Philippians 4, chapter number 4, verse number 8. Thank you, Jesus. We all know this, hallelujah, scripture. Glory be to God. But it's so perfect, hallelujah, for 2016. You need to think on these things. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things, hallelujah, glory to God, are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. God bless you.